Welcome everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the Outreach Coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. Today, I'm here with Dr. Stephen Morris, who is a VaxHub Research Fellow at UCL Biochemical Engineering. Following undergraduate studies in microbiology at Cardiff University, he obtained a PhD in biophysics at King's College London. He's a vaccine bioprocessing expert, specialized in virus-like particles, and with years of experience internationally, both in industry and academia. So a very warm welcome to you, Stephen, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So maybe let's start with how did you end up working on vaccines? How did I end up working on vaccines from your undergrads?
It's quite a lengthy, involved process. So I studied microbiology, and that led me into studying, wanting to the fundamentals of more sort of cellular systems. So then moved into biophysics, studying defects in red blood cells, which lead to hemolytic anemias. After my PhD, I was offered the opportunity to continue in fundamental cell biology in the Max Planck Institute in Munich. I'd spent 5 years there on the fundamentals of cell biology on what we call intracellular trafficking, which is the way that things move in and out of cells and around the inside of cells. Continued that work in the States. And at that point, so that was in San Francisco, so this was in the early to mid 90s. And at that point, certainly in San Francisco, in California, it was impossible not to be aware of HIV.
Yeah.
And it was increasing evidence that HIV uses the same sort of cellular mechanisms, co-opts the cellular mechanisms that we were studying in the work we were doing. So I got into a passing, it never became my major focus of interest, but became a passing interest.
Right.
So I guess that down the line has led into my interest in vaccine development, viruses initially, and then of course, if you're interested in viruses, you're going to be interested in vaccines.
Wonderful. So currently you are working on virus-like particles. Am I right?
That's one of the projects.
One of the projects. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit more about this research and why is it important? Why do we need to look for new vaccines? And what's the importance really of this research?
Okay. So within the vaccine, what I tend to do now is rather than focus on any particular type of vaccine, it's much more on process development and, as one of the senior researchers, more sort of consultation and advice and interaction with the other researchers rather than having a single individual project. So the virus-like particle project is part of the program to try and develop new vaccines to dengue virus, mm-hmm. Which is the existing vaccine is not very good and does need to be improved. And that is work with one of the other people within the VaxHub and with a company in Indonesia. And what we're trying to do is to develop a virus-like particle-based vaccine for that. Virus-like particles come in two forms, ones which have a lipid envelope derived from the cells, ones which don't. This mm-hmm. is one which is enveloped. And we are particularly excited in what we're trying to develop, in addition just to the dengue virus vaccine, is what we call a platform process, which will allow us to use the same methodologies to any virus-like particle which has an envelope to produce vaccines using the same methodologies to do
right for that. Okay, so you're optimizing the process in order to
developing and optimize. This is a new way of doing it, and and optimizing it.
Great. I think because you have both industry experience and academia experience, it would be nice to hear a little bit about your journey from academia to industry and then back to academia. right?
Yeah.
How did it happen, and what are maybe the pros and cons of both?
Yeah, I mean, it's something which I would advise people to do more often.
The switching
back and forth. We don't always make it easy for people to do that, but so my particular journey, as I said, I started out in cellular biology, cellular biophysics. And for many years in academia, I was probably one of the people who said I would never go into industry.
And then it happened.
And it sort of happened as a consequence of the way that life catches up on you. We're all people, and we have lives outside of the work we do. I was working within academia here, and for personal reasons, took a career break out. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I'd always said I'd stay in academia. But coming back from that career break, it was actually easier to go into industry. We can discuss that if you like, but I'll just leave it at that for now. It was easy to go into industry, so I went into industry in a vaccine development company, and completely changed the way I look at my work. Academia tends to be sort of focused on individual projects and individuals. Industry operates completely on the team. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to operate as a team, and you have to, if you're running a team as I was, you have to be able to get the best out of them and to be part of that team and get the most. That's the way it works. So that's changed my way it works. While I was in the company, I was collaborating with this department. Mm-hmm. We had a EU-funded grants, which were to the company and to Tarek Mukherjee, who was then professor of vaccine bioprocessing here. And he had obtained a large grant funding to set up what wasn't then the VaxHub, but ultimately became VaxHub, and sort of tempted me to come back into academia and into engineering, because as you may have realized, I'm a biologist, not an engineer,
right,
who has become to appreciate the role of engineering.
Right. Thank you. I know that you also do some quite a lot of outreach work. So why do you do it, and what makes you, what gives you joy, if I can say, about your work within research, but also within sort of like public engagement activities?
Yeah, so as you say, the public engagement activities have always been there to some degree, but like lots of academics, I would always say, they're the background thing that you do when you have a bit of spare time. Mm-hmm. So I've always been involved in some sort of public engagement activities. As I mentioned, when we was working in Munich, we would have open days, institute open days, and one of the things which I really considered an achievement was the fact that I actually managed to work out how to give demonstrations of microscopy to the public in German, mm-hmm. which for me was quite an achievement, because I functioned mainly in English. But I guess the outreach work has become more it happens as an accident during the COVID lockdowns, because I was not able to do work in the labs.
Yes.
Needed to do other things. Other people were sort of suggesting I talk to people more. I was already doing teaching, undergraduate teaching, and I seem to be quite good at that. I always have done some degree of teaching, and it just became more appealing. And I had the time. And importantly, within the VaxHub, I was allowed the both the time and the funding to try to start to develop our outreach projects, which we are now developing further, which I'm particularly keen on the aspect of building continual relationships. A lot of outreach activities are all very good, but they tend to be, because they are people doing things in their spare time, they are very much sort of one-offs. People will go and give a talk somewhere, and then there's no really much follow-up. And what I think, as you know, I'm very keen on the idea of building relationships with school level institutions, to have ongoing interactions and to be able to try and inspire people to be interested in science and to be interested in biology and to realize that the interplay between biology and engineering and the crucial role that it plays, which was not something I was taught. So, and as I say, I've realized that during my career, and I want to pass it on.
I think this also emphasizes how we have different career opportunities in this space, which is not just, you know, becoming a biochemical engineering and work necessarily in the lab for forever, but there is also much more out there in terms of, again, communication, public engagement, policy, and all these other opportunities, which is great to know about. So thank you for sharing about that. Maybe to conclude, let's talk a little bit about how do you see the industry, the vaccine industry, vaccine research evolving? What do you think are going to be the trends in the future, and why is it exciting? What excites you about the future of vaccine research?
The future of vaccine research is important, I think, as we've all come to realize more than ever in the last 3 or 4 years. It's hard to predict what the trends will be, to be honest. It's very hard. I mean, there's a lot of excitement now about them because mRNA has been, to some degree, such a big success. It's come a long way very quickly. But it's hard to predict what the other trends will be. I think the solutions is to maintain as much flexibility as possible, to develop as many platforms as we can, not to fall into the traps. And not something that I think so much the scientists fall into, but maybe the policymakers and the public in general of sort of thinking, yes, we have a vaccine for this, so therefore that's fine, endpoint reached. I mean, the things, you know, there are things like HIV, which we've been trying for decades to get vaccines for and still don't have. There are the things like that we've had vaccines every year. We have an influenza vaccine. Why do we have an influenza vaccine every year? Because the influenza vaccines that we have don't cover the new strains of influenza. So we constantly would want to try and develop what we call a universal influenza vaccine, so that we could do that. That was one of the main aims of the company I was working at and still is. The new technologies, the mRNA vaccines have done very well in terms of they've only been used for COVID and they have lots of potential. But again, they're not perfect vaccines. All of the COVID vaccines we have seem to be relatively short-lived in their protection. You know, our ideal vaccine is something you have once, you never get the disease, and you never have to have a booster for. And importantly also, we shouldn't forget is that there are populations out there that some of the formulations we use are not suitable for.
There's
always need for more accessible usage and to make them more universal and easily and to some degree cheaper. The cost is a but I think the accessibility in terms of how easily they are to deliver is probably the most important thing.
Okay, so why would someone or should someone pursue a career in this space? What would be your advice?
My advice to anyone in any time is make sure whatever you're doing, you're having fun. Because if you're having fun, you'll do it well. And I don't just say that for vaccines. I would say that for anything. And the other thing to remember is that whatever what you're doing now doesn't mean that that's what you will have to be doing in 20 years' time. Careers develop, interests develop. You will be able to do different things. But if you've got a fundamental basis in the knowledge, and how to apply that and how to move with it. And also, you know, you always be willing to learn from others, always, you know, you will never know everything.
Yes,
and people will always be able to teach you. You should always be willing to teach other people. That's important as well. You know, if you're willing to teach other people, people will be willing to teach you. Mm-hmm. And I very strongly believe that you have almost an obligation
to do that.
I think back to someone who helped me an awful lot when I was a young, naive PhD student, who literally on sort of within the first week said to me, you know, I will take you aside, I will help you, I will teach you everything I know, on the one condition: you do the same for the next person down the line.
Right.
And that's been my philosophy all along. But the main philosophy is, if you're interested and you're enjoying it, you'll do well at it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the great advice. I'm sure it would be very useful to get inspiration. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub, Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the outreach coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. To delve deeper into the world of vaccine development and production through fascinating stories from researchers, academics, entrepreneurs, and policymakers, among others, be sure to also explore our other podcast episodes, as well as our summary video series on the same topic.